Glimmers of coloured light pass across a black screen. The screen fills with shafts of multicoloured lights, and logos pass as though reflected on glass tubes. The logo appears in white letters within a black border. Studio Canal. A beam of white light shines against a black background. More beams of light shine, and gold letters glide onto the screen. DMG Entertainment. A red semicircle above a white caption. Morgan Studios. A view of following trails of sparkling white light through clouds. Day turns to night, then a golden sunset. A silver logo in the shape of the word ON appears above the words Animation Studio. An ON Entertainment Company. A teenage girl in front of her mirror.
Once upon a time, there was an 18-year-old human... Well, come on, Marla, just be normal. Just be normal. There comes a time in every young person's life... Not person, that sounds too formal. Girl. No, not girl. Woman. There comes a time in every young woman's life when she has to make a decision. Okay, look, Mom and Dad, obviously I want to go to college. Education is the most important thing in the world, but after 12 years of school, think about how valuable it will be for me to actually experience the world. As Amelia Earhart once said, adventure is worthwhile in itself. Which is why... I got this.
A passport.
What's in your pocket?
What? Nothing.
If you don't tell me, I'll tell Mom you gave me ice cream for dinner.
Wow. Blackmail. Impressive.
But illegal. Not when you're six.
All right. You have to promise not to tell Mom and Dad until I've told them. Pinky swear?
Pinky swear.
She sits her brother down.
Do you know what this is?
A really small notebook?
It's a passport. It lets you go anywhere in the world. I've saved up all my work money and I'm gonna backpack everywhere. And then I'll go to college. It's just... I don't know, Mom and Dad make everything so easy for us, you know? Sometimes you gotta test yourself.
But you take lots of tests.
No, not those kind of tests. Real life tests. Where you go everywhere and do everything and see what you're really made of.
Marla looks out of her bedroom window at the city.
I get to be an explorer, and never before her, a crosser of borders like Lewis or Clark.
Who?
I'll take any gamble. There's so much to sample, nothing I can't handle. Can't wait to embark. Life lesson number 321, Charlie. Nothing worse than a small, stationary life. Dullesville. One day I wanna say I tried it all, took every bite. I'll get my passport stamped on every page, what a sight. I wanna live where they speak solamente español. Meet all new people, eat street food, dance flamenco, bolero, and tango.
Wow.
There's so much world out there, and I got to see it all. There's so much world to share, and it's just outside these walls. I won't stop till I've seen what's beyond that horizon. There's so much world out there to see, and it's waiting for me.
Oh, and we're gonna go on some big adventures together, Charlie.
Promise?
We don't need a posh life, a connect the dots life. On the next flight into the unknown, we'll study history and the places history was made. Learn all about real knights and how the Romans stayed. I know you're dying to see the Colosseum.
I am.
And I want to go with you more than anyone. That's our arena. We'll pretend to fight for freedom. There's so much world out there, and we've got to see it all. No stone unturned. I swear, my bucket list is just too long. We can't stop till we've seen the places we've had our eyes on.
And maybe we'll discover an eighth world wonder.
We'll see. It's all waiting for you.
Carla and Charlie play with Playmobil figures.
Help! The Roman warriors and ogres have surrounded Charlie the Brave!
Dun-dun-dun! Who's that? Could it be Marla, the noble knight? Hi-ya! Stay away from my brother!
Is it time for the super
duo slingshot? Whoa!
Marla's figure knocks down an ogre.
Ha! Catch me, Charlie, catch me! We save the day.
Viking and knight, Viking and knight, Viking and knight, Viking and knight, Viking and
knight. Hey, Charlie, don't open the door.
Marla looks at the microwave clock, 10:03.
All right, I'm coming.
A blue light is flashing outside and Marla opens the door to a couple of police officers.
Marla Brennan?
Yes?
I'm sorry, but there's been an accident.
Marla looks down at Charlie beside her.
Could we please come inside and speak with you?
Marla nods nervously and steps back from the door. The officers come in and take off their hats. The screen fades to black. 4 years later, Marla and Charlie come home.
Slam the door. Good. That went great.
Marla carries two large bags of groceries. Later, she comes into the home office, carrying a basket of laundry. She tidies magazines off the table and puts them in a drawer, where she finds her passport. Marla takes the passport out and stares at the blue cover, then opens it and gazes at her photo from 4 years ago. Marla comes to the bottom of the stairs.
Charlie, dinner's ready.
She knocks on Charlie's bedroom door.
Come on, bud, let's talk.
Marla opens the door and comes in. She picks up a photo from the floor and unfolds it as lightning flashes outside the open window. Marla looks over at the window, then slams down the photo.
Charlie!
It's of her and Charlie's Playmobil figures. Charlie walks through town.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, Danny. Yeah, I'm on the way now.
Sorry.
Not too long.
Yeah,
can you hold on a minute?
Danny?
Yeah, oh, my sister was totally cool with it.
Yeah, I'm close. I think, 10 minutes.
Lightning flashes again, illuminating a life-size T-Rex. Charlie stares at the dinosaur, then talks into his phone.
Make that 20.
He watches the T-Rex as it's driven on the back of a lorry to a place called Toycom. At home, Marla's on the phone.
Oh, come on, Charlie, pick up the phone!
She picks up her keys and traces the location of Charlie's phone.
Midtown! Oh, are you kidding me?
She rushes out. Charlie walks through a huge toy exhibition. The lights are off, and he's the only one there. He stares at a display of action figures, then notices steps leading up to a glowing red curtain in an arched doorway. Marla's taken a cab to Toycom and runs up to a security man.
Hey, whoa! Lady, you can't go in there.
Trust me, mister, I am not here for the gateway to fun. My little brother is in there, and I have to find him so I can tell him that he's grounded till he's 18.
Okay, let's
Thank
go.
You.
You know, I said let's go, you know, together. It's gonna make me run.
Marla steps through the red curtain and looks around.
Whoa.
A vast Playmobil city has been laid out in a dark room. Lights are on in the windows of the little buildings, which stretch off into the distance. Marla walks through the huge display. She passes little Playmobil dinosaurs in a plastic forest with a volcano. Marla walks up to a round Playmobil amphitheater and looks around, then strides off. She comes to a Playmobil ship.
This is so awesome. Charlie?
Charlie! Marla!
What were you thinking?
Did you find me?
You scared me half to death.
I'm sorry, but you won't believe this. You have to check this out.
Charlie, we're leaving.
No, wait. Marla, it's all lined up exactly like we had it. There's the Colosseum and all the knights, remember? What are the chances?
Look, any minute now, a rent-a-cop is going to come through that curtain and arrest us for trespassing.
Come on! Look around! It's like we're meant to be here.
Meant to be here? That's ridiculous.
What is wrong with you?
Excuse me?
You used to talk about adventures and seeing the world. Nothing's worse than a small, stationary life.
But I grew up, Charlie, and I learned the hard way that life is not an adventure. It's full of disappointments, and it's not the way you want it to be.
That's just how you made it, because you don't do anything, and you won't let me do anything. It's like ever since Mom and Dad died.
Don't, Charlie.
You died. Now we're just pretending to be a family.
Well then, I guess you're just stuck with Dad with me. Come on, let's go.
He pulls a Playmobil figure off his bag.
No! Wait! There's even a spot here for my Viking!
No, there's not, Charlie! This is not for us! This is a toy! It's a stupid toy, and none of this means anything!
She throws the Viking figure down, and all the lights suddenly go off. Charlie's Viking figure shakes.
I feel something bad's happening.
Small lights come on.
Or something good.
The lights lead up to a Playmobil lighthouse. The big bulb at the top comes on and sends a shaft of light at a Playmobil castle. Playmobil figures suddenly float into the air. More figures float up from other scenes.
Magic! Marla, look!
Cowboys and horses float up from a western street. Pirates float up from an island scene. The hundreds of figures swirl around the room.
Charlie!
Charlie's Viking turns around in the air.
No, Charlie, don't!
Charlie grabs it and he and Marla are suddenly zapped into the lighthouse. In an animated world, the lighthouse stands on a tall hill and two Playmobil figures fall out. One of them, a Playmobil version of Marla, tumbles down a hill and tries to stand up with her stiff arms and legs. She scooches forward on her front, then gets on her hands and feet like a dog, then falls onto her back. She finally gets on her feet and straightens up to a standing position. Marla looks at her plastic hand and spins it round and round. She grabs it to stop it.
Whoa. Charlie?
What the?
I'm coming, hang on! Whoa! Okay, Marla. Left. Right.
She walks stiffly.
Charlie?
The big bearded Viking comes out of the bushes.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy, tough guy. Just looking for my brother.
That tickles. Stop. Marla, it's me. You look weird. Where are we? What's going on?
Charlie?
Yeah, Marla?
You're not you.
I know. I feel different.
Yeah. You look different. You have a beard.
I do.
And tattoos.
Tattoos? Cool.
What's happening?
The lighthouse. the Vikings, all of it. It's real. We're actually here.
Whoa. The lighthouse? The lighthouse?
The lighthouse! That's it! We came through the lighthouse to get here, so that must be the way back.
Of course.
Marla?
That's how these magic things work, isn't it?
Marla?
Now, how do we get up there?
What the...
A fleet of Viking longboats comes to a shore. An army of Vikings with red shields jump out and wave their swords and clubs. Charlie and Marla look round at another army of Vikings with yellow shields on a hillside.
Whoa, that's
terrifying!
The two armies blow their horns. Marla and Charlie run.
Fire!
Boulders land around them, knocking them over.
Charlie!
Marla crawls through the fierce battle.
Excuse me! Are you guys the good guys?
Never mind, I'll just follow you. What's going on?
She finds a mace. Marla accidentally knocks herself out.
Whoops! Sorry! I didn't mean to!
Sorry, sir!
Whoops! My bad! Excuse me!
I'm not scared of you! Change my mind!
Charlie accidentally knocks out yellow Vikings. The red Vikings cheer him. A red Viking warrior is battling the yellows.
Mommy!
Yes! I've got my super strength!
The warrior watches Charlie.
Whoa! This is amazing! Off he goes!
Yeah!
I saw this on wrestling! Woo!
Amazing!
I'll take that!
Charlie, as a blonde, bearded Viking, is stronger and tougher than the others. He throws a yellow Viking at some catapults, knocking them all over.
Retreat, lads! Retreat!
The yellow Vikings run.
What be thy name, warrior?
Charlie?
I thought your voice would be a little deeper. Well, no matter. Charles the Destroyer, tonight we feast in your honor!
Really? A feast? For me? That's so cool!
Shiver me timbers! You be seeing what I seeing? He's no man. He's a beast!
Hello? Guys, Son?
Ahoy, Emperor!
What's taking you idiot pirates so long? I could have captured an entire Viking horde myself and been home for dessert by now!
I think we found just what you'd be looking for.
I'm not paying you to think!
I'm paying you to bring me back the strongest, fiercest, nastiest Viking warrior you can find! And make it quick! Okay, you cretins?
What be a cretin? Ah, you bilge rat, of course you wouldn't know. It's bread you put in salad.
Quiet, all of you! It be decided then. We found our treasure, and it be that impressive Viking.
Pirates in the bushes look over at Charlie. Marla wakes up and finds her passport.
Huh?
She walks over to the Viking warriors chanting Charlie's name.
We've won! The battle is ours!
Charlie! Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
There you are. Actually, I go by Charles now. I think it goes better with the tattoos and this giant axe. Don't you?
Where did you get that?
Who be this? Your squire?
Excuse me?
Is it friend or foe?
We're just gonna go.
No way!
Whoa!
Silly wench.
What?
Please, go and fetch our hero a flagon of mead.
Are you kidding?
And make haste.
I'm his sister.
Not now.
And it's late.
Stop it,
so if
Mama.
You woolly mammoths would put him down, that'd be great. Thanks. He actually has school tomorrow, and he should have been in bed like 2 hours ago.
Not a chance. He's with us. He has proven himself of value, and thus he stays. We celebrate. Gentlemen. Show them how we do.
We raise our cards to our heroes' minds. Destructos, the destroyer, we honor tonight. We'll all be dead.
We'll all be dead.
By tomorrow,
by tomorrow morning.
It's all for one and one for all. Brothers in arms.
Brothers in arms. Brothers in arms. We are brothers in arms.
Come on, Marla. This is real. And everyone thinks I'm great. This is rad.
It's mad.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm gonna stay.
Charlie, seriously. Please, look around. We gotta get back home. We gotta go now.
No! If you can't see this is fun, then I don't know what you've become.
Gonna take my place.
Gonna take his place.
Brother in arms.
Brothers in arms.
I'm Charles, the destroyer. Enemies be warned.
Enemies be warned.
Let the feast begin.
Let the feast begin.
Got an appetite.
Got an appetite.
I bet this
lurking army wants
to go all night.
La-la-la-la-la.
Catapulted.
I'm flying! This is awesome!
Charlie, no!
Marla gets half onto a horse and it gallops off.
Avast! Lady Fortune has sent him right to us!
Charlie lands in a river.
Whoa! Can I dream of riding a horse one day? This is not what I had in mind.
Oh.
The pirates lift Charlie into a wagon. They slam the back door of the wagon and ride off through the woods with unconscious Charlie. Marla gallops after them, trying to hang on to the horse. They come out of the woods and stop by a busy motorway. Marla sees the pirate wagon among the traffic.
Charlie!
Yeah!
She gallops off. A bearded guy in a Hawaiian shirt is on the phone in a big red van.
Tracy, my good man, it is Dell, your buddy, calling. With the truck. We've met many times. Yes, I got a beard, yeah. Anyway, listen, what if I told you I had an incredible opportunity on some rare enchanted hay?
I'm coming for you, Charlie! Yeah! Giddy up!
So how much can I put you down for? Let's crunch some numbers.
Hey, watch it!
I don't want no trouble.
No!
At that price, I'm practically paying you. Well, hold on. I'm getting another call. Someone probably wanting hay. Dell's Enchanted Hay. This is Dell. Glenora, what a surprise.
We need to talk now.
You sound angry, Glenora. What a coincidence. I just happened to be on my way to pick up your money right now. That's great.
The dogs are going crazy. Get out!
I need some more of this.
Come on, I'll stay cool. I gotta feed my fish.
Marla hooks Dell's van with a fishing rod and is dragged along behind. She winds herself closer to the van.
But this truck is all I have. You can't just send someone to take my...
Out of the way! I'm taking the truck.
What?
No. Give me that.
Hey! No. Tell Glenora I need more time, please.
Marla's driving.
Why are you doing this to me?
You're going to make us crash.
Marla puts her foot down and Dell's thrown into the van.
What are you doing?
Go fast. Faster, go. Come on. What? No! Where did they go? Charlie!
She stops and jumps out.
Charlie!
The pirate wagon has vanished.
I've lost him.
Joyride's over! You clearly don't work for Glenora. And this is my truck, lady. Have a nice life. I'm saying that sarcastically.
Dell drives off and Marla falls onto her backside.
What the heck? What is going on in this crazy place?
She She sees the horse in a dusty field.
Oh, well, thank goodness you're back. Look, I realize we got off to a bad start, and that I need you more than you need me.
She jumps onto the horse's back, and it throws her off. The saddlebag falls open, and she sees gold Viking coins.
Huh. All right. Okay. I just need to find some help.
She picks up the saddlebag and sees a sign. 12 miles across the desert to the sheriff's station.
Perfect.
Marla sets off across the dry desert towards Rattler's Gulch, population 55. A little later, Marla looks hot and exhausted as she walks past tall red rocks. Hearing the bell, she runs with a hopeful smile. She comes to an old western town and walks down the main street. A man playing a banjo stops when he sees her.
Hello?
A man with a long coat and a beard comes out of a saloon and narrows his eyes as he watches her. A woman looks at her from a window, then slams the shutters.
Guess not.
No, not a darn teen nugget of gold today. Well, yeah, I agree.
Sir, excuse me?
Can I help you with something, little lady?
Yeah. Any idea where I can find the...
Robbers jump on horses.
Sheriff?
I'll get you, boys!
Sheriff! Sheriff! Wait, Sheriff, wait!
Del's thrown into the street.
Him again?
Ow, that hurts. Come on! We had a deal!
Deal's off! Your hay done changed my steeds! Take a good look!
What are you talking about? I don't see any...
The man's horse sprouts pink wings and flies onto the stable.
That's not good.
All they want to do is frolic and dance around, and there's glitter everywhere.
The wizard who sold me the hay didn't say anything about sprouting wings.
Well, he should have, lying wizard, and I'm not paying you a
No, 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 please. I was counting on that money. I need to pay Glenara back. Ah, come on.
Look who it is. You make friends everywhere you go, don't you?
You're the maniac who carjacked me and lost all my hay. Why are you following me?
Me? Following you? I don't think so.
Because I already have enough problems.
I'm just here to get a posse together.
You? Gather a posse? Okay. A posse. I gotta see this. Okay, go ahead.
Del sits on one of his bales of pink hay and Marla climbs up onto a cart. She looks around nervously at the townspeople, who haven't noticed.
Okay. Yeah! Giddy up, little partners. I'm leading a posse to find my rootinest, tootinest brother. Don't it sound like a hoot and a holler? I'll pay a fair wage.
She holds up coins.
Gold.
People narrow their eyes. So does a little baby. And the chicken. They'll look shocked and people come towards her.
Oh, great. You're all coming forward. This is excellent. Do any of you have resumes?
Why didn't you tell me you had Viking gold? Are you out of your mind? Put those away! Half this town will kill you for them. The other half doesn't need a reason.
How's about you hand over that gold? Nice and slow-like.
Come on.
Hi.
Guys,
Walking away now.
Work something out.
Marla kicks a mean-looking guy where it hurts, then knocks two more over with her saddlebag. The townspeople chase her. She runs through washing on a line and ends up dressed in men's clothes and a bowler hat. An old guy is in a bath.
Why, excuse me!
The mean-looking guys gallop towards her on horseback. Marla runs through a barn full of chickens, then runs alongside a railroad track as the bad guys chase her. Suddenly, Del speeds up alongside her in his van.
Craig, throw me the gold! Throw me the gold! Hurry!
What? No!
Okay, get in! Get in! Come on! Come on!
Marla jumps into the van and they smash through the fence. The angry townspeople stop and watch helplessly as Marla and Del speed across the desert towards the sunset. Winged horses fly after them. Night's fallen as Del and Marla leave Rattler's Gulch and drive along a desert road.
Hey, the saddlebag movie, Dad. Nicely done. I was gonna do it. Yeah. I was, like, about to do it, and then I saw you do it, and I was like, well, I'm not gonna do it now. But you know what? No hard feelings.
Yeah. I could tell, especially when you were hiding behind me like a scared little poodle.
That's...
So, about the gold?
Seriously? You know, you can just drop me off at the next exit. I'm cool.
You want to get off at Jurassic Jungle? Okay.
Volcanoes and pterodactyls.
You know, on second thought, why don't we just keep driving? I'm Marla, by the way.
Hi, Marla. I'm Del. And this is, Del's Bell, my truck. I don't let a lot of people in here, and I'm letting you in because I like you, and not just because you're rich or that you have a bag of coins. That has nothing to do with it.
Is this a food truck?
Used to be. Yeah, a couple guys in Summer Funland traded it to me for a pirate's cannon a few years ago. Now she's my mobile office, my apartment on wheels. I sleep here. I live here. Anyway, we have had some fun. Me and Del's Bell, all the stories she could tell
and
you.
And I'd love to hear them. But I need to focus on finding my little brother right now.
Okay. What does he look like?
Well, actually, he's about this tall. Tattoos, beard, carries around this giant axe.
How old is he?
He's 10.
Well, lucky for you, you ended up with me. With my connections, I could find your brother no problemo. But the truth is, my back's against the wall here, all right? All I want to do is help. That's all I want to do. But you know what? I'm going to have to be compensated for my time.
She picks up her saddlebag.
How many gold coins did you say were in the bag?
40, maybe 50. And they're all yours if... you can help me find Charlie.
You got yourself a deal.
Deal.
Yeah, me and Del's Bell are on the case. Ain't nothing gonna touch us.
Dinosaurs are in the road and Del quickly swerves. They drive off a cliff and speed down a steep wooded hillside. A squirrel lands on the windscreen and Del knocks it off with the wiper.
Hold on, I'm gonna try to bring her in for a landing.
Now they speed down a snowy slope and skid.
Lean into it!
They go over a ridge. In a Roman palace, Charlie wakes in one of several tall barred cages. In front of him, a soldier hands one of the pirates a bag of coins.
We be rich, lads! Tonight we feast! The first round of turkey on me!
What? I can't believe what I'm seeing! Me old crew, collecting a booty for me booty?
You think you can just snatch me away from my Amazonian sisters in the middle of the night? Unleash me now and see how you fare!
Pipe down, Amazonian. You're hurting my ears.
Quiet, Sarconian scum, or I'll rip your three tongues out with my bare hands.
Ukukfree! Ukukfree now! Highness, Emperor Maximus!
Soldiers put down Maximus's sedan chair and he steps out of it.
Well, well, look what we have here. I really was on the nice list this year. Yes, strong. You have the braids of a much stronger woman.
This is a beard!
And what do we have here?
Your worst nightmare.
You're not a pinata full of bees.
Hey, sir! Let me go! My new Viking friends are coming for me. I'm sure of it. And when they free me, we're all gonna make you pay!
Oh, good luck to them finding you. I mean, good luck to anyone finding you here. This entire city is on a remote island. It's surrounded by jagged rocks and an impenetrable wall. Guarded day and night. No one's coming for you, kid. Trust me.
Balderdash! Release me now! And I may just let you live, vile knave!
You kiss your mother with that mouth? Goodbye!
I'll get you!
Black Knight's cage is pushed away.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Maximus claps his hands and soldiers draw back red curtains to allow him to walk out onto a balcony overlooking an amphitheater arena.
You're probably wondering what you're doing here. I bet you're dying to know. Oops, bad choice of words. Who's the stylish lad with the fresh toga gear? Let me explain before the show. Eyes on me! I am ruler of these masses! Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy before that. Daddy, protection from trespassers. That's you, big guy. Invented a game. It keeps him tame. And that's how I stay on top. I give the people what they want. And what they want's a little shocking. The bigger the beast, the messier the feast. But much to their delight, I give the people what they want. And what they want's a fight.
Excuse me. Anyone know what's going on?
He really likes to hear himself sing.
Yeah, but he has talent.
Voice of an angel, but the heart of a devil!
You see, the way the screaming hordes demand it, this spectacle says, I've got your back. I'm the savior! I lied and said I caught you all red-handed, doing something very bad. I that sheltered them from evil. Like my daddy and my daddy's daddy, they think I'm the best. Nothing here is even illegal. They're entertained, no one complains, and it keeps me in Saint Laurent. I give the people what they want, and what they want just to feel safe here. I keep my crown, I make daddy proud, as long as I provide. I give the people what they want, and they, what are you? To die. Bye-bye.
Charlie and the others drop from their cages into a dungeon. Marla watches Del fixing his van in snow.
Thanks for the jacket, Del.
No problem. Can't have you turn into a popsicle out here now, can we?
So, do you know where we are?
Better if we don't say. Place is hush hush, no hable on the down low. Get it?
You are so odd. Just tell me this. How are we going to get back to finding Charlie?
I told you, I have contacts everywhere. One of them happens to be the world's greatest secret agent.
Nice hat.
His name is Rex Dasher.
And you're sure he'll help us?
I let him crash in Del's bell once when everyone wanted him dead. So he owes me. Big time.
Okay, let's find this Rex Dancer.
Dasher. And you don't find him, he finds you.
Huh?
Rex is brilliant, suave, fun at parties, fosters abandoned dogs, a master of disguise. Oh, and did I mention roguishly handsome?
Surprise, Rex Dasher.
Rex Dasher!
At your service.
Ha ha, I love that trick! Never gets old. Word of advice, in this town, nothing is what it seems.
Wait,
hush! My enemies have eyes and ears everywhere. This way.
Rex Dasher!
After me!
Rex jumps into a skip, Del jumps into another one and pops back up.
This was just garbage.
They follow Rex and drop into his waiting Porsche.
And with the planet Capito, he could outsting a mosquito. Rex Dasher, so dreamy, he's probably right behind you.
So, your brother's missing. Truth is, he's not the first. Over the last several months, a number of citizens from different lands have vanished into thin air.
Wait, do you think it's the same people who took my brother?
I'm 100% almost sure. We're heading into dangerous territory, both with the villains and your feelings for me. Don't deny it. I'm a human lie detector.
Ugh. Rex pulls up in a snowy city street.
A flower shop. Really?
Once you look past the roses and carnations, you'll find the headquarters for a top-secret organization known as Skull. The Secret Killers Union of Lethal Lemurs. The name kind of falls apart at the end, but they liked the sound of Skull and hoped people wouldn't wonder what it stands for. We get to the top floor. We access their satellite surveillance system. From there, we'll check yesterday's feed and get a visual on where that wagon took your brother.
Like it. Good plan. And it sounds easy. Right, Rex? I mean, there's no chance of death or anything, right?
Well, aside from the multiple levels of security, unique daily access codes, and a laser retina scan, it should be quite fun.
Oh, great. When do we start?
We already have.
Secret files.
Dr. Greta Grimm. Tenacious. Brilliant. Icy. With only one weakness. Spicy breakfast burritos. She and only she has full access and can move freely throughout the facility.
A cactus lever is pulled and a door into the facility opens.
Upon entrance into the secret corridor, she is escorted by her two most trusted lieutenants. Then she is given the access code to the computer mainframe. Remember, the key to impersonating Dr. Grimm is her confidence. She is unwavering.
Dr. Grimm, wait!
Marla turns.
We need your expert advice.
Oh, not now. Very busy with the, secret doomsday robot submarine thingy.
Oh, no need. The secret doomsday robot submarine thingy has already launched.
Wait, really?
Indeed. Now we need your expertise with freeze ray laser cannon.
Doors open, revealing a huge cannon.
Ah, adding more ice?
The scientists look blank.
Oh! Yes,
good show, my dear.
That was close. Okay, Del, how are those burritos coming?
People, you can't rush. Delicious.
Del, listen to me. Dr. Grimm must eat a burrito, otherwise Marla's cover will be completely blown.
I see her. She's in my sight. Oh, I hope your intel's right about her loving these things, Rex.
My intel's always right. Now, lay out the free samples and dose them with the sleep serum I gave you.
I'm on it. It's sleepy time for Dr. Grimm. I can't open it.
Del struggles to open the bottle of serum as Dr. Grimm walks towards Del's bell, which is now a food truck.
Open, open, open!
The serum spills over him. He collapses.
Ooh, spicy burritos. For free?
Delicious.
Okay, Rex, I'm at the retina scanner. Tell me that firewall is down or there's no way I'm getting in.
Just a moment.
Rex runs along a tunnel and presses his watch to pause a propeller at the end of the tunnel, allowing him to jump through a gap in the blades. Marla waits by the scanner where there are two guards.
Please, hurry!
A hologram guard.
Guard! There is an emergency at level one! Report there immediately!
Oh, I'm just an intern!
Oh, I'll take that. Don't hurry back.
Rex picks up his hologram gizmo. Marla puts her eye near the scanner. Rex takes out cutters and looks at a mass of wires. The scanner starts to move across Marla's eye while Rex decides which wire to cut. The scanner flashes red.
Retinal scan offline.
The doors open. Marla walks into the lab.
Walk me through this, Rex.
First, log in with the access codes from the lieutenant. Then we'll get you to that satellite footage.
Marla logs in at a computer. Dr. Grimm bursts into the flower shop, frowning and chewing. The cactus lever's pulled, and she heads through the door into the facility.
Hmm. Okay. Got it.
Dr. Grimm's proceeding grimly towards the lab. Marla.
Come on.
Dr. Grimm, more ice!
Almost there, come on. Faster. One moment.
Imposter.
I'm not the imposter. She is.
They glower and stare at each other, surrounded by soldiers.
Ridiculous. She does not have...
mustache.
Grimm rips off Marla's mask.
You shouldn't have broken in here.
Now, we're going to have to torture you, Susari. Take her to the dentist chair.
What? No! Wait, please!
Rex is disguised as a soldier.
Rex?
Rex Dasher!
It's okay to be excited to see me. You're only human.
They are!
Head for the hallway! Oh! The lighting in here really brings out my eyes.
Rex swings her through a doorway, presses a button, and it closes.
I can take 7 or 8. Any chance you can take the rest?
I have a feeling we'll be giving them the cold shoulder.
Soldiers force the doors open, enter the room, and are targeted by the freezer ray laser cannon. They're turned to ice.
Well played.
Marla fires the cannon again and creates a long, icy beam down into Daryl's van.
Shot away!
They slide down the beam.
That was terrifying, but also kind of exhilarating. Wait, Del, what happened?
10 of them attacked me, poured the serum down my throat, and they ate all the breathers because they were good, obviously. And then, wait, did we get the footage?
Unfortunately, no. Don't fret, Marla. Perhaps being a secret agent is just not your forte.
Yeah, totally. Except...
a memory stick.
In this town, nothing is what it seems.
Rex plugs it in.
Yes!
Guys, we got company! Hold on!
Del skids the van round corners as choppers, motorbikes and soldiers on skis chase them.
Leave it to me! Here, take this. Best of luck finding your brother.
He hands her his watch with the memory stick plugged into it, then opens the doors.
Wait! Rex!
I know! You love me! You don't need to say it with words. You're already saying it with your eyes.
I was just gonna say you forgot your sunglasses.
Rex summons his torso with the press of a button on his wrist. Rex, wearing a tux, leaps into the driverless car and takes out a chopper with a shot as he zooms off.
I love that trick!
The van speeds off. Rex's white Porsche pulls up. He gets out and poses as two women approach.
Rex Dasher!
Bravo, Mr. Dash.
Well, hello, ladies. I didn't realize I had an audience.
He's handed a martini.
Perfect. Shaken, not stirred.
Rex collapses.
Emperor Maximus, we have captured Dasher and are returning to the palace.
Nicely done.
The disguised pirates fling Rex into their wagon. An astronaut drops out of a spacecraft which zooms out of the sky and hovers at a gas station. The spaceman runs to the gents. Del's eating as he fills up with gas. Marla's checking images, rising out of the watch.
No, no, no! There has to be a mistake. One more time. So here's the wagon, and here's us. And then, poof, the wagon's just gone? How can that be? I've watched it 1,000 times. How can you be eating at a time like this?
Whipping up those spicy burritos must have stirred something in me.
Oh, I don't get it. The wagon can't just vanish into thin air.
Come on. You're no use to your baby bro if you die of starvation.
He must have gone somewhere, but where? Look, sorry if I seem on edge. It's just... Charlie's out there. Somewhere, all alone. I'm supposed to be there for him, and... I haven't been.
Del holds a meatball with chopsticks and puts it near Marla's ear.
Hello? What's that, Mr. Meatball? I want to meet Marla. Oh, the meatball wants to meet Marla. Come on, come on.
She bites into it.
Whoa. These are really good.
I made them from scratch.
You're really talented, Del. You ever think about cooking for a living?
I'm not that good. I mean, I'm good. I've been told I can model, too. But, you know, I just cook what tastes great to me, which is pretty much everything, which probably interfered with my modeling. Oh, all right, here we are. We're refueled. I'm refueled. We should go.
But we don't know where to go. There's got to be something in this footage.
Wait, stop.
Huh?
Let me see that.
What is it?
Hold on. Back. Zoom in.
a symbol.
There!
Is that what made them disappear?
I don't know, but I sure recognize this!
What is that?
Not a what, it's a who! And I know exactly where we need to go now. Come on, let's motivate!
Wait, Del?
What?
Just... thanks for everything so far.
Hey, I should be thanking you. After all, your bag of Viking coins is really gonna save my bacon. Big time! Woo-hoo! We're coming for you, little bro!
I hope you're doing better than I am, Marla.
In the dungeon, Charlie edges away from a bone-chewing Ukuk and knocks over a skeleton.
Ukuk! Ukuk!
Lola!
Repulsive! I will not spend another nanosecond with this lower life form.
Arrogant talk coming from a gutless bounty hunter.
Bloodbones.
Stow ye timbers. There be a common enemy facing all of us. That horrible beastie. Look around, will ya? There's a reason we were all captured. We're the toughest of the tough. The baddest of the lot. Aye, and there be strength in numbers.
Oh, I hate to say it, but the pirate's right. We can survive together. After all, who among us hasn't spit in Death's face 100 times in just the last month and lived to tell about it?
Footsteps above shake the dungeon.
Aye, no time to waste. There be some escaping to do.
The van and the platform glide down into a neon-lit city.
Ah, yes, city of the future. Take it all in, Marla.
This is amazing.
Pretty wonderful, right? Am I right? I'm right. All right, let's do this.
Whoa.
Hey, good to see you. Wow, your head looks thinner. Hey, keep it close. This shouldn't take long.
Whoa, this is so cool.
Marla, hey, they don't like that. Let's go.
It's like one of those stress balls. Someone gave me one once. It didn't help.
They're launched from a pad into a building with the symbol in it.
A club?
Hey, careful, you might be having a good time. Hey, hi. What's going on?
I'm not really in the mood to dance right now.
We're here to see Glenara.
What? Glenara?
This is her club. But it's all a front. She's got her hands in everything illegal, including black market tech. Come on.
Okay, I just didn't realize we were seeing her so soon.
Relax, Marla. What's up? Tell the boss Dell's here to see her. I have her money.
Marla grabs her bag.
I got Adele down here asking to see Miss G. No, not Adele. That would be awesome.
But
no,
what
just
if...
Del.
Yeah. What if we don't have enough?
What are you talking about? Trust me, you have enough gold in that bag to pay off my debt and buy the info we need about Charlie. Because if you didn't, we wouldn't get out of here alive.
Del! She's ready. Let's go. You see?
Del, I really think we should talk about this first.
Will you stop worrying? We're perfectly safe. Deep down, Glenara's a completely delightful... Whoa!
I want umbrellas in my drink!
Hey, are you all right? Here, let me help you up. Poor little robot.
Hey, it's okay. We're not gonna hurt you. We're not scary, I promise.
Dude, you took quite a spell. You okay?
Get up here already!
Delightful, huh?
There she is, my Glenara! Look at you! Give me a couple coins, I'm gonna need them.
Oh, here.
You look amazing. I mean, just as radiant as ever.
Mwah! Mwah. Ugh, can the sweet talk, Del. You know I always glow during molting season.
She picks up Marla.
Who are you?
A little tight. I'm Marla.
Ooh. Oh, you thought I cared. You're hilarious. Ow! Now where's my money, Del? Please don't make me do something I don't want to do.
Relax. You're going to get back double what I owe you.
so shiny.
Oh, my little Viking gold. Who loved you more
Double?
Than
Double?
Nobody.
Okay. Dal?
Glenny, I just need some help.
I saw your logo on some high-tech disappearing gizmo thing.
A disappearing... Why would I tell you about illegal cloaking devices if I knew? Which, of course, I don't.
Oh, what's that behind your ear?
Dell magics another gold coin.
Robotatron, get over here! Show me the black market files!
Oh, yes, looks like I did sell cloaking devices. Who knew? Oh, Maximus.
Whoa, you mean Emperor Maximus?
Who's that? Oh, Emperor Maximus is the supreme ruler of Constantinopolis and my number one client.
Well, your client has my brother, and we're going to get him back.
Oh, Cupcake, if Maximus has your brother, that means he's fighting in the Colosseum tomorrow night.
Fighting? Tomorrow? Del, we need to go now.
Forget something? The rest of my money?
Okay, easy, easy. I'm a man of my word. Marla, the rest of the gold coins, if you will.
Yeah. About that, we should have really discussed this.
Marla, stop messing around. Let go.
You let go.
Would you?
You don't want to
oh,
do
yes,
this.
Oh, yes, I do. I
no,
really do.
You
They struggle for the bag and the contents fall out.
What the heck is this? Is this a spoon? Where's the money?
Del, I'm so sorry, but I never had the money.
Marla, you lied to me?
I had to do everything I could to save my brother. Even lie, I was gonna tell you I'm sorry.
Wah, wah, wah. Guess you gotta take it for a ride, Del, And since you don't have my money, it looks like this is your last stop.
Glenora, please. Hey, come on. We can work something out.
He has nothing to do with this. He was just helping me. Please.
If I were you, and I'm glad I'm not, I'd worry less about your brother and more about what I'm gonna do to the two of you.
In the dungeon, two long tentacles reach through the bars and fell the guards with energy bolts.
Pass me the janglers!
They all look blank.
The keys! Pass me the keys!
A tentacle picks them up.
Thanks.
Bloodbones opens the cell door.
Are they gonna be okay?
Don't worry. They'll wake up in 12 to 48 hours.
Come on, hurry now!
Keep it down! Nola retracts his tentacle arms and hurries off with everyone. Bloodbones opens a door onto a dark street.
Now's our chance.
Ook, ook, you're up. Ook, show us where the fishies swim. Well, now that's cute, but no, not how do fishies swim, where do fishies swim?
Ook, ook.
On with you now.
Fishies, we want fishies.
Let him go!
Follow that hairy beast!
The party is silhouetted against the moon as they leap over rooftops to a quayside.
Fishies!
Oh, good job!
We want fishies!
Okay! Whoa. Which boat do we take?
Ha! Now, we be escaping in style.
Wow! A real-life pirate ship!
Not just any pirate ship! Me own girl, the thunderous eel! No, I'm not the scoundrel I appear to be. I'm just a sailor, an occasional thief. I'm the finest of captains that ever be. The open sea, she's calling me!
Ook-Ook drops the gangplank on Bloodbones.
Bad Ook-Ook!
Bloodbones!
More like crushed bones.
Oh no!
Wake up!
Uh-oh.
We need to set sail. Now!
Come on, Captain.
Come on.
Wake up!
It's no use. He's out cold.
Oh, no. What do we do? Who's gonna sail the ship?
You.
Me?
Vikings are the most steadfast sailors in all the land.
You can sail us out of here, Viking.
Oh, right.
Get them! Soldiers chase them.
We stand ready for your order, Captain Charles.
Hurry, Viking!
You can do this, Charlie. Just
think it through.
Ooh. Now or never, Captain!
Okay, let's pull on that rope, that one, and that one.
Valera swings about the rigging.
Aye, aye, Captain!
She swings on a rope, unfurling a sail.
Let's cut and run!
Ukuk bounds about the rigging and unfurls a sail with a scum on it.
We're moving!
Yes! It worked!
They're getting away! Doctor! Halt! Stop!
We're sailing!
Yes, we are! Yeah!
What instinct, Viking!
If Marla could only see me now.
They haven't cast off and are yanked back by the rope. The crew land on the quay in front of Roman soldiers.
Oh, that almost worked. Almost. What'd I miss?
Del, I know what I did was wrong. How many times can I say I'm sorry? But we need to work together if we're gonna get out of this.
Someone talking to me? I don't know, because I've blocked out all liars and traitors, so I can't hear anything from people that are jerks.
Pipe down, you two!
Now, where is the top destination for double-crossers this season?
Europe! Slug Muffin!
Scorching desert of Pharaoh Dunes!
Oh, you are gonna die!
Come on!
Not there, not there!
Or maybe the unforgiving frigid terrain of Yeti Tundra!
Come on!
Better yet, the volcanoes of Pompeii Plaza!
You have even one decent bone in your body, you can't do this.
I don't have any bones in my body, thank you very much.
No,
please,
Lenora! Bye-bye!
Del and Marla are hanging above an inferno. Their ropes unfurl and they drop, but the Robotitron freezes the ropes and they're left in midair.
You saved us, little guy, thank you!
Thank you, buddy!
Robotitron! How dare you!
The Robotitron struggles to keep them suspended.
No, hurry up! Get him!
Come on, let's go, boys!
Robotitron changes the inferno to shark-infested waters, then flowers.
Go back to the flowers!
They drop as Robotitron is pulled into the kaleidoscopic circle beneath them. A spaceship-like disc appears in blue sky and ejects the threesome. They land in forest.
Oh, yes! Yes! We made it! We're alive! We're alive! Oh, and now we know where Charlie is. We still have a full day to get to him. We can do this! Is that a fairy tale castle? Yes! If we can find help at the castle, then we can find...
I'm sorry. I keep hearing we. There is no we. Not anymore, Marla. This little adventure of ours is over. You lied to me.
Del, come on. Would you have helped me for no money?
Would I have helped you? How dare you? Probably not. I probably wouldn't have helped you. But that's not the point.
They set Robotitron upright.
That is the point. I mean, is there anyone's life you don't ruin, Marla? Good luck finding your brother.
Del,
I really do mean that.
Del, wait!
But I also hope you don't find me.
I can't do this without you. Del! Well, fine. If that's the way you want it, Robotitron's gonna help me.
Robotitron keels over.
Find Charlie.
Well, look who it is! My little rotten runaways! How's that taste? Oh, I see you're taking stock of your new accommodations. See what I did with the words? All right, let's go. Where are the rose petals?
This is all my fault.
You think?
I just wanted an adventure. To have some fun with my sister for once. Marla, I don't even know where she is. I hope she's not in trouble, too.
Or eaten by a shark.
What? Don't say that!
I'm sorry.
My sister and I got into a huge fight. I bet she hates me now.
A tomato hits him.
I too miss my sisters back in Amazonia. The fights we had amongst ourselves were legend.
but we loved each other fiercely as well.
Out of the way! Move along! Fresh meat coming through!
A soldier pulls Rex in.
All right, I'm coming!
Rex is put in the stocks with the others.
How's my hair? You're the missing warriors. Secret agent Rex Dasher.
Rex Dasher!
A tomato hits him.
At your service. I was on a mission to rescue you all. And this brute must be... Charlie the Viking! Oh, your sister Marla is coming for you, my good man.
You know Marla?
Know her? I served side by side with her. She's battled all manner of deadly foe and unspeakable danger to find you.
Wow.
Sounds like a true Amazonian.
She'd make a great bounty hunter.
Tell us about this amazing lass.
Charlie, what are you doing, lad?
I need to find my sister.
He frees the stocks and runs off with everyone in them.
Emergency, Emperor!
Are you kidding me?
Now what?
Where did they go? What am I paying you for?
Get them!
Let's go! They're under attack!
Shuffle.
All with their heads through a long plank that forms the stocks, they shuffle sideways into a street, come out into another street, and run forward. A line of soldiers is ahead. Valeria, at one end of the plank, propels herself off a wall, forcing them to turn left. They tumble down steps and the plank shatters, freeing them. Soldiers run towards them.
We're surrounded! We're not gonna make it!
Come on, guys! We're not done yet!
Ladies first.
Get down here this instant!
We ain't leaving you behind!
Let me do this! I owe you guys!
You're a great warrior, Viking.
You're all right, kid.
Charlie's opened a manhole for them.
Go! Go!
Charlie charges Romans. One knocks him over.
Hey, Groofy, up on the corner.
You think you're so brave, letting your co-stars escape? Well, Mr. Big Shot, in 1 hour, it'll be a one-man show where you're fighting for your life in my arena. All by your lonesome!
Marla's pushing Robotitron through the forest. Mist hangs between the trees.
You okay, buddy? You're sounding a little squeaky. We're going to find help. I think the castle is this way. This way?
It's getting mistier.
We gotta be close. How long have we been walking?
They step and fall head over heels down a slope.
I am so sorry. Are you okay? Let me get that for you. Is that better?
Yes.
That was my fault. Wait a second. No! No, this can't be right. We're right back where we started. Ugh. This can't possibly get any worse. Oh, come on!
Robotitron picks up her passport she's dropped. Marla studies it, then hurls it away. It hits something.
What was that? Who's there?
A pink glow shows among trees. A fairy flies up with a hand over one eye.
Whoa. Ow!
Who are you?
Really? The gown and wand ensemble? The shimmering glow? The floating in the air? None of that gave it away. Hello? I'm a fairy godmother.
Oh. Ooh. Sorry about that.
No worries. Easy fix. Wait a minute. You're the voice that I heard.
Yeah, that was me.
Well, people are usually so excited to see a fairy godmother, they generally don't hurl things at my face. For instance, that bearded guy I ran into a few hours ago.
Del?
Would not stop hugging me.
You saw Del. Is he okay?
No.
Sadly, the wolves got him.
What? Kidding! Jeez, calm down. Come on. What kind of fairy godmother would I be? I gave him a wish and I sent him on his way.
A wish?
That's what I do.
I find people who seem lost and set them on the right path.
Amazing.
Okay, great. I've got until sundown to save my brother. Can you please use that wand to zap him back to me?
No. My wishes don't quite work like that. I mean, Cinderella got her gown, but she still had to go to the ball herself.
I've tried doing it myself, but look at me. I'm a wreck.
Girl, we gotta change that attitude. Now come on, step to my office. It's a place where wishes come true.
Curtains open on countryside and a unicorn.
How did I not find this place?
Sometimes we don't see what's right in front of us. Also, it's magic. There's still time to save Charlie. But first, you'll need to believe you can.
You're allowed to feel however you feel. You don't always have to hide your tears. Even if today doesn't go your way, I bet I'll get you smiling ear to ear. Everybody has their days. I know we gon' be okay. Closing every door. Happiness is what you owe yourself.
Marla, dressed like a princess, rides up to a fairy tale castle on the pink unicorn. Birds, animals, and Robotitron follow.
Good day, my lady.
Good morning, sir.
Birds measure her head.
Hello, birds.
A baker.
Good day.
Thank you.
He hands Marla baguettes. Kids play fight using a broom and a wooden sword.
Oh, okay. On guard.
She joins in using the bread as swords.
You having fun yet or what?
Woohoo!
What exactly are they doing?
Getting you ready for a party.
A rescue party!
The fairy leads her and Robotitron to the top of a pink tower and presents the view.
Ta-da!
Whoa!
Is that it? Constantinopolis? So much closer than I thought. I hope I can do this.
This girl believed anything was possible.
You can do it. Nothing to it. Say I believe.
I believe?
Marla looks at herself in her passport.
Know you're worth it.
Is that for me?
A gold suit of armor.
Yes, it's for you.
I'll be the girl I used to be.
Now you're starting to get it.
I can do this!
You can do it. Nothing to it. Say I believe.
I believe.
When it's time to fly!
I promise I'll be the girl I used to be.
She hugs the fairy, then takes off on a pink flying banner with Robotitron. Pink Unicorn gave Marla a sword which she carries in a backpack. She's still wearing her dress.
I'm coming for you, little girl!
Charlie's in a small wooden chamber. An ankle iron's put on him, a slot opens and a face appears.
Is that too tight?
Actually, yeah.
Good! The show's about to start.
A trapdoor above is opened. Guards tip in powder.
What is that?
Just a blend of savory herbs and spices. It's gonna make you extra tasty for the beastie.
They shut the trapdoor and Charlie tries to stop one of the chamber walls moving in on him. He turns and sees another wall being hoisted up.
Marla, I need you.
Charlie is now bathed in light from the Colosseum. Marla and Robotitron get off the flying banner.
Okay, ready for this? Thank you! Bye! Whoa!
So it's heavily guarded and impossibly tall. As Amelia Earhart once said, adventure is worthwhile in itself. It's just something I used to do. Let's go.
In bright sunshine, Marla rides on the back of Robotitron, who's extended his arms to pull them up the side of a high city wall, which is patrolled on the top by Roman soldiers.
Hey! Who goes there?
Marla flying kicks the guard over the wall.
Walk it off, big guy!
Night in a street near the Colosseum, Marla and Robotitron spy on a man talking to soldiers.
To blend in.
Robotitron looks at washing hanging from lines. Marla rips clothes off and puts on a long hooded robe. So does Robotitron.
Let's go.
Love the disguise, buddy, but you still stick out like a sore thumb. Stay put. I'll be back for you once I get Charlie.
Thank you.
Don't worry. I'll be fine. I'll see you soon.
A fight poster.
Not if I can help it.
They are wearing a backpack with a sword sticking out of...
Do you mean like that?
Hey! Hey, you! Stop at once!
The guard chases her and scans the crowd. Everyone's in hooded robes. To men guarding a doorway.
Guard! I spotted an intruder inside our very city! Go now! Go!
He's a hologram and dematerializes into Marla's watch. She chortles and enters the torchlit corridors of the Colosseum's dungeon. She heads along another corridor.
Charlie?
Carrying a blazing torch, she peers into cells.
Charlie!
She looks into what was the warrior's cell and sees the skeleton and the empty manacles. Hearing the crowd roar, she hurries to spiral stone steps leading to a door into the Emperor's quarters. She opens it. Two guards are arguing.
I'm not taking it.
I'm
no,
letting go.
No,
I'm letting go.
My hands are in the air. Do it. No. Yes. Yes.
While they argue over who takes a step stool, Marla creeps past behind them, enters a corridor lined with marble statues, then proceeds stealthily to the Emperor's balcony to look out over the Colosseum, which is bordered by sweeping pink searchlights.
Charlie?
He's on a screen.
Oh.
The searchlights change to gold, trumpeters play, and the chanting crowd is shown on a large screen with sponsored by Skull across the bottom of it.
You're all cheering for me and I love it! I love it, I love it, I love it!
Make sure I'm out of here before any of this riffraff can touch me.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for! I give you Charles, the Destroyer!
Tall barred gates open, and Viking Charlie steps out, looking about fearfully at the baying crowd. The reach of his leg iron chain stops him from going any further. He's surrounded by guards with spears.
I, Emperor Maximus of Constantinopolis, declare the games open! What?
A knight in gold armor.
Oh, hey! Hey!
The knight swings down on a curtain, bowls over Maximus, slides down a huge flag and jumps into the arena.
Hey!
Charlie cowers as the knight raises a sword menacingly. The knight brings down the sword, splitting the leg iron, then raises his visor.
Marla? Marla!
They hug.
Oh, Charlie, thank goodness I found you.
You're the knight! You're really the noble knight!
What a treat! We have a special guest for tonight's show! Don't worry, you can all pay extra for it on the way out. Now, release the beast!
The tall gates open to reveal blackness. The beast's breath creates clouds of dust. A soldier runs out.
Here he comes. Marla?
All right, Charlie. We got this.
Only the beast's crossed eyes show through the dark. Then its dinosaur head and enormous fangs emerge. Its skin is pink with purple patches.
Marla! Is that a T-Rex?
Charlie?
Run! Ah!
T-Rex chases them.
Turn around! It's behind you!
The T-Rex is on a long chain.
Charlie! Catch!
Marla throws Charlie her shield and he whacks the T-Rex with it. Marla runs up the beast's spiky tail and back.
Stay away from my brother!
She jumps onto the T-Rex's muzzle. It tosses her off and tries to bite them both, but misses. It knocks them over with its head, but they get up and run. Marla's sword's broken. Cornered, they stare up, petrified, as the T-Rex's huge fangs bear down on them. Del's van bursts in.
Hey! I think you're part of my carpool!
No way! Del!
Who ordered our food truck?
Hold on! Let's make this dino soar! Come on, it wasn't that bad!
He accelerates towards the T-Rex, which charges to meet him. The T-Rex misses taking a bite out of the van, which deliberately tangles up the dinosaur's chain, disabling it briefly. Robotitron opens the van's rear doors and hauls Marla and Charlie in.
Great timing! Oh, it's so good to see you guys!
Buckle up! I'm getting us out of here!
You're not gonna believe what happened to me. I met a fairy godmother, can you believe it?
She gave me a wish! Come on, you prehistoric pea brain! Finish them!
Then I can you order for 1,000 breakfast burritos.
So, I paid you an hour back, double!
Focus.
She let me use her transfer to get back! Hold on back there!
They skid as the T-Rex blocks them. A bale of pink hay falls on Marla.
Guys, I got a plan.
While Del drives around the arena, Charlie swings up onto the roof from the back, then helps up Marla. Robotitron passes up the bale of pink hay. Maximus yells at the T-Rex.
Come on!
Del, we're in position. Are you ready?
Ready! Let's go!
Okay, Brave Viking. This one's for Mom and Dad. Let's do it like we always used to. It's time to take down this guy with the super
duo
slingshot!
Charlie hurls her into the air and she throws the hay into the T-Rex's open jaws.
Catch me, Charlie! Catch me! Yes!
The T-Rex swats the van with its tail. Del and Robotitron are thrown out. The group cowers as the T-Rex opens its jaws, but stops just as it's about to eat them. It suddenly sprouts little pink wings and starts to rise in the air.
We don't see that every day.
Oh yeah!
The T-Rex smiles, flies up to Maximus and knocks him over.
What the heck is going on? Guards! Seize my prisoners!
Chariot speeds in, skids, and throws out its occupants.
Sorry we're late. Had to do a bit of vanquishing before we arrived.
Oh yeah, we bad! Oh! How dare you all! Why, if I wasn't all the way up here on this balcony, I would...
Dude, what now? Believe me, we wanted a fight, but your soldiers ran away so fast.
Captain, I didn't see you there.
guards, anyone?
A little help?
Your days of swindling and plundering are over, Maxi, old boy. Toss this urchin in the brig.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, please don't hurt me. No fair.
I gave them a choice. Be eaten alive by a school of piranha or work for me. Two of them chose the piranha.
Wow. Marla, look at all these people. Oh, you are probably hungry for some food from a food truck. Burritos.
Because it's spicy burritos. Woo! Del's bell for the
fire. Let's go home, Marla.
Sure. There's just one last thing I have to do.
She hacks the T-Rex's chain with a sword.
We found
one's prisoner anymore. You can fly anywhere you want.
Smiling, the huge T-Rex flies around above the arena, then drops down in front of Marla and rests its jaw on the sand. Marla strokes its pink, goofy-toothed muzzle. Charlie holds Marla's hand in the air.
Thanks for your help, everybody!
It was an honor, my friend.
And a privilege to work with you, Agent Marla.
Good Ooku.
To Del.
I guess this is goodbye.
Del suddenly hugs Marla.
What?
I'm gonna miss you, Marla. I mean, I won't miss being chased, shot at, and almost eaten alive. That was terrifying. But I will miss you. Without you, I would never have realized that cooking completes me. It's who I am. I mean, I'm also a very good singer, but I should cook. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you, Del. I'll miss you too.
Oh, it's okay, little guy. You won't be alone anymore. You've got Del. You're a family now.
I wish we had more time to get to know each other, Viking. Your moves reminded me of my cooking. You seem like my kind of guy.
Thank you so much for helping my sister.
That was nothing. Well, it wasn't nothing. It was very dangerous, but I'm happy to do it. So, can I give you guys a ride back?
You got some customers.
Oh, Rachel, man! Over here!
Wait, how are we gonna get back home?
I think we already have a ride.
A starry night sky. The T-Rex flies with Charlie and Marla on its head. As its delicate wings flap, the T-Rex flies through the neon-lit future city, negotiating the skyscrapers. As they pass over an erupting red-hot volcano in prehistoric territory, dinosaurs rise from undergrowth and watch them. One says, "Was that Craig?" A chicken pecking in Rattler's Gulch looks up at them. They fly over red Vikings who are drinking and singing.
Marla, I'm really sorry for all the things I said. Everything I did...
It's okay, Charlie. You were right.
I was?
We really were meant to be here. Viking and Knight, side by side.
Together.
A beam shoots out from the lighthouse.
Look! There it is!
The T-Rex swoops towards it. They all disappear into white light. In the dark exhibition room...
We're back.
I have a mouse again.
Charlie.
Marla.
Are you...
The lights go on.
Oh, thank goodness!
We're back!
You're you!
Hey! You found your brother.
Yeah. Yeah, we, finally found each other.
Must have been the scariest 5 minutes of your life.
Wait. Five.
Look, I'm glad to see a happy ending, but you gotta go.
Charlie picks up his Viking figure as they leave.
Thank you.
5 minutes? That's insane.
I know.
We fought a T-Rex.
Flew on a T-Rex.
We fought in a Colosseum.
I'm not crazy. Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy.
Hey! I think you dropped this.
Her passport.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did. Thank you.
Thanks. Is that your passport?
Yeah.
Fairy dust falls from it. Marla hurriedly opens the passport and studies it. Visa pages have been stamped.
It's all here.
What?
It's all here.
Whoa. Look at all those places.
Charlie, there are so many more adventures to come. Come on, let's go home.
They climb stairs with their arms about each other, then turn and gaze down on the vast Playmobil city before leaving.
I sailed a pirate ship! Like, I only actually got to sail for a minute, but It was amazing.
Well, I met a secret agent called Rex Dasher.
I know. Isn't he the coolest?
Yeah, he is. But wait. So what happened after you got captured? Okay, so then...
A white Porsche cruises past them. What? Its number plate reads R3X-ER. The city lights shine out in the night. Audio description by Alan Blyton and Helen Vasey at Deluxe. There is so much work. To Horst Brandstetter and all the team at Playmobil, who carry on his legacy. Directed by Lino Di Salvo. A Little Dragon, 2.9 Films Holding, Moritz Bormann, Morgan Studios Production. In association with DMG Entertainment. Cast: Anya Taylor-Joy, Jim Gaffigan, Gabriel Bateman, Adam Lambert, Keenan Thompson, Megan Trainor, and Daniel Radcliffe. At Toycom, the security man enters the Playmobil city, which is lit up. Hearing a fanfare, he descends the stairs from the curtained archway and walks over to the Colosseum. Hearing laughter, he crouches and peers in at the figure of Dell, standing on top of his van with Robotitron. The security man shrugs and steps on something as he moves on. He bends to pick up a small caged cell like the pirates threw Maximus into, and a figure of Maximus that's fallen out of it. He smiles and puts Maximus on a high rock overlooking Constantinopolis. The credits resume. Playmobil, the movie.
You're probably wondering what you're doing here. I bet you're dying to know.
Oops, bad choice of words.
The cast credits continued. Paloma M. Rodriguez, Maddie Taylor, Lino Di Salvo, Ryan Hill, Mariah Inger, Anakin Slade, Harry Stanjoski, Dino Andrade, Ian James Corlett.
Jetty. Protection from trespassers. That's you, big guy. Invented a game. It keeps him tame. And that's how I stay on top.
Ben Diskin, Kellen Goff, Dan Navarro, Tito Ortiz, Andrew Pifko, Cindy Robinson.
The bigger the beast, the messier the feast. But much to their delight, I give the people what they want and what they want's a fight.
Keith Silverstein, Christopher Smith, Spike Spencer, Karen Strassman, Kirk Thornton. Original songs written by Anne Previn, Heitor Pereira, and Stefan Motschel.
You see the way the screaming hordes demand it. This spectacle says, I've got your back. I'm the savior. I lied and said I caught you all red-handed. Doing something very bad. I that sheltered them from evil. My daddy's daddy, they think I'm the best. Nothing here is even illegal. They're entertained, no one complains, and it keeps me in Saint Laurent. Give the people what they want, and what they want just to feel safe here. The world is small within our walls, outside is a risk. I give the people what they want, and what they want is this. I give the people what they want. I give the people what they want. I keep my crown, I make daddy proud as long as I provide. I give the people what they want, and they want you to die. Bye-bye.
Music, score composed and produced by Heitor Pereira.
Who be this? Your squire.
Excuse me?
Is it friend or foe?
We're just gonna go.
No.
Whoa.
Silly wench.
What?
Please go and fetch our hero a flagon of mead.
Are you kidding?
And make haste.
I'm his sister.
Not now.
And it's late.
Stop
so
it,
if you holy mammoths would put him down, that'd be great. Thanks.
He actually has school tomorrow, and he should have been in bed like 2 hours ago.
Not a chance. He's with us. He has proven himself of value, and thus he stays. We celebrate. Gentlemen, show him how we do.
Or he lays our car up. Our heroes by. Our heroes by. He's Charles the Destroyer. We honor tonight. We can all be dead.
We can all be dead.
By tomorrow more.
By tomorrow more.
He's not the one and one for all brothers in arms. Brothers in arms. Brothers in arms. We are brothers in arms.
Come on, Marla. This is real. And everyone thinks I'm great. This is right.
It's mad.
Well, I'm loving it. I'm gonna stay.
Charlie, seriously? Please, look around. We gotta get back home. We gotta go now.
No! If you can't see this is fun, then I don't know what you've become.
Gonna take my place.
Gonna take his place.
Brother in arms.
Brother in arms.
I'm Charles the Destroyer. Enemies be warned.
Enemies be warned.
Let the feast begin.
Let the feast begin.
Got an appetite.
Got an appetite.
I bet this fucking party boat's gonna go all night.
La-la-la-la-la. Charles the Destroyer for the victory.
So Much World, written by Anne Previn, Hytor Pereira, and Stefan Mocho, performed by Anya Taylor-Joy. Brothers in Arms, written by Anne Previn, Hytor Pereira, and Stefan Mocho, performed by Gabriel Bateman, Dan Navarro, and the British Symphony Choir. Rex Dasher, written by Anne Previn, Hytor Pereira, and Lino Di Salvo, performed by Caitlin Noti and Anne Previn. For the Love of Gold, written by Anne Previn and Hytor Pereira, performed by Keenan Thompson. Give the People What They Want, written by Anne Previn, Hytor Pereira and Stefan Mocho, performed by Adam Lambert. Run Like the River, written by Megan Trainor, Andrew Wells and Jay Cash, performed by Megan Trainor. Slow Burn, brackets, Crucial VIP, performed by Moments of Darkness, written by Gary James Robinson. So Much World, written by Anne Previn, Hytor Pereira and Stefan Mocho, performed by Caitlin Noti. The director wishes to thank to Rosano. Thank you for being an amazing wife and mother. Thank you for putting up with my travelling and long hours. I couldn't have made this movie without you. Love you. To Everett and Dell, I love you more than words. Thanks to my parents and sister for all the support through the years and laughing at my jokes. The producers wish to thank Lino for this beautiful journey. Giobra, Lionsgate, Studio Canal, Jeremy Zag et ses équipes, Porsche. Copyright 2019, 2.9 Film Holding Limited, Morgan Production GmbH.